Doug, this is getting on Rini Papas. That's Papas is P A P as in Paul. P A P P A S Papas. P as in Paul. Rini is E R I N I. N as in Nancy. Rini Papas. Date of birth 11/18/1978. Date of visit is 5/6/22. Please make a copy for Monica Cantu, M.D., C-A-N-T-U, M.D. Next paragraph. Dear Monica, thank you for sending Rini Papas for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is persistent cough and wheezing. Next paragraph. His present illness. This is a 43-year-old overweight female who has been coughing and has episodes of wheezing for the past 6 months, has been on inhaled steroids, single air, and albuterol inhaler as needed, period. The patient has sinus drainage and post-nasal drip. And also experiences wheezing, but is not short of breath except with exertion. She has received intermittent doses of steroids and also is on an Advair disc inhaler without significant relief. The patient also has some reflux symptoms and denies chest pains or fevers or night sweats. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of C-section times 2 and a history of hysterectomy and rhinoplasty following trauma to the nose. She has hyperglycemia, no history of hypertension. Next paragraph, allergies, none listed. Next, habits, the patient has no history of smoking and no significant alcohol use. She has been exposed to secondhand smoke as a child. She works in an office. Next paragraph, family history, father is in good health, mother has no asthma, but her grandmother suffered from severe asthma. Next paragraph, system review, the patient has no fatigue, fever, or weight loss, no glaucoma, cataracts. She has hoarseness, wheezing, and shortness, breath, and cough. Denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. She has no chest pain or arm pain or calf muscle pains. No leg swelling, no anxiety, no depression. Denies urinary symptoms of flank pains. She has some joint pains, no muscle aches. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and no skin rash or itching. Next paragraph, med list. Advair disc 250 by 50 month of BRE. Single air 10 milligrams a day. Saxenra 1.8 micrograms injection weekly. Next paragraph, physical exam. This moderately overweight middle-aged white female with alert, no acute distress, no Palestinos and sectors, no lymphadenopathy or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 128/70, pulses 76, suspicion 20. Temperature 97.5. HEND abnormal, silent pupils, reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nose, nasal mucus, edematous, throat was clear. Next, supple number is no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with diminished excursions and wheezes were scattered bilaterally, prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of regulars and the rest of no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no urinary. Megaly's bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next, paragraph, impression. Number one is reactive airways disease with chronic cough. Number two is sinusitis with allergic rhinitis. Number three is hyperglycemia. And number four is obesity. Next paragraph, plan, patient has been advised to get a CBC, complete metabolic profile, IgE level, complete pulmonary function study, and a chest x-ray. And a chest x-ray. The patient will use Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPRN. Continue with the ad where it is 250/51 puffs twice a day. And a follow-up visit here in 4 weeks. She was also advised that a polysomnogram may be necessary to rule out sleep apnea. I will make an addendum after her next visit. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Cantu, Monica Cantu, C-A-N-T-U, Monica. Okay?